Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Whereas my opponent, in his private business, was investing in companies that the Washington Post calls pioneers of outsourcing, I believe in insourcing.
When a president doesn't tell the truth, how can we trust him to lead? The Obama outsourcing attacks, misleading, unfair, and untrue. There was no evidence that Mitt Romney shipped jobs overseas.
Well, there's the first part of the audio you just heard was President Obama, and then a segment of an ad from the Romney campaign contesting the specifics of Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital. Presidential race is where we get started, specifically the issue of Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital. We'll get started here with another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Hot Hits and Talk Radio from the weekend. Most of the conversation that's developed, whether it be on Sunday or on Monday, has to do with the Sunday morning news and interview programs. And so we'll start with ABC's This Week, where George Stephanopoulos talks to George Will from his program, and then Mary Matlin, who's a Republican. They talk about why Mitt Romney has yet to disclose his financial information.
George, let me begin with this whole argument we saw all week long. The Obama campaign says that Mitt Romney is lying about Bain Capital, hiding something with his tax returns. You heard this debate. On the other side, the Romney campaign saying President Obama is trying to distract from a failed record. Who's winning this argument?
Mitt Romney's losing at this point in a big way. If something's going to come out, get it out in a hurry. I do not know why, given that Mr. Romney knew the day that McCain lost in 2008 that he was going to run for president again, that he didn't get all of this out and tidy up some of his offshore accounts and all the rest. He's done nothing illegal, nothing unseemly, nothing improper, but lots that's in politic. And this is, and he's now in the politics business. George, I remember in 1994, in September, sitting in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel on the Boston Common, talking with the Republican candidate for senator named Mitt Romney, at a time when he was going through a mild version of this, with all of the attacks on his private sector.
From Ted Kennedy.
The Republicans have now nominated someone from the financial sector at a time when the financial sector is an extremely bad odor. Hardly a day goes by, the Libor scandal, TARP, that conditioned the country to believe that we're allowing the banks to keep profits private and socializing losses. All of this conditions the atmosphere in which this is occurring.
Mayor, how do you explain why he hasn't been able to clear this up? How much is it hurting him? What can he do?
I don't think it, with deference and respect to my esteemed colleague here, people don't care where his bank accounts are. They care that they don't have much left in their bank accounts. And as Kelly said, they don't care about his taxes. They care about their own taxes. This is a different election cycle. He's released 2010. He's releasing 2011. He has full disclosure. There's no tax advantages to being offshore. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the handpicked Democratic chairman by Barack Obama, has these offshore accounts. But it is a distraction.
All right, distraction. Are you distracted? 800-510-8255. Seems like a lot of foolishness to me when the real problem is what your problem is, not what ever Mitt Romney may or may not have as a problem. And as George Will said, there's nothing illegal about all this stuff. So the only thing, I think he used the word impolitic, that does seem impolitic, is that Romney doesn't come forward with this information. It looks bad, even though it isn't bad. 800-510-8255. All these other issues are ridiculous. The real bottom line is, you're better off now than you were 4 years ago. Does it bother you to hear about Obama talking hope and change? Well, it seems that's a lifetime ago. There's a new television ad from Romney attacking Obama for launching these negative ads that inaccurately portray the president's positions. With the statement accompanying the ads, here it is, I'll read it to you verbatim. It seems like a lifetime ago that candidate Obama was talking about hope and change. Today, after 4 years of broken promises, President Obama is left to simply run negative and inaccurate ads. And then David Axelrod, who we'll hear from in a few minutes, I think he was on CNN Sunday. There are some really interesting things coming out of him. Quote, 90% of the ads that have been run by Romney and his allies have been negative and aimed at the president. So I think it's a mistake to say our advertising has somehow been more negative. What do you think about negative advertising? 800-510-8255 is the call-in line to the countdown. 800-510-TALK or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's see if we can get some sort of a trail going here in terms of your thoughts. What's the legitimate thing to be faced with here? Speaking of face, here's Face the Nation host Bob Schieffer talking to Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. Ryan flips the script and focuses on Obama's failing economic policies instead of Romney's time at Bain Capital.
Do you think Mitt Romney could clear up a lot of this confusion over when he was at Bain Capital and when he left and what he was doing there if he just released some income tax returns?
Look, he's already done that. These attacks have already been labeled by the independent fact checkers as untrue. Look, Bob, I'm sitting here in Janesville, Wisconsin. People are not worried about the details as to when Mitt Romney left Bain Capital to save the Olympics, or the details about his assets, which are managed by a blind trust, for Pete's sake. They're worried about their jobs and their family's future. And Barack Obama, he doesn't want to talk about that. He has a terrible jobs result. He has a terrible record to run on. So since he cannot run on this record, he is now gone to dividing the country in order to distract the country to try and win this election. This is not the 2008 Barack Obama we thought we were getting. This is not the candidate of hope and change. This is a candidate who is hoping to change the subject by attacking his opponent with attacks that have already been labeled by independent fact checkers as deceitful and untrue.
Well, you know, Scott Walker, your governor out there in Wisconsin, has been encouraging Mitt Romney to fight harder. He told Dan Bolts of the Washington Post, for example, never fight a battle on your heels. Is Governor Romney going to have to put out, I know he's put out 58 points or whatever it is, of things he's going to do to improve the economy, but can we expect sometime in this campaign where he's going to put an economic plan out there that people can kind of put their arms around? I mean, isn't he going to have to go beyond just saying Barack Obama ought not to be president?
Well, he's been doing that. Look, this is why I think Mitt Romney won the primary. This is why I endorsed Mitt Romney in the primary here in Wisconsin, because he was more specific than anybody running for president about specifically what he would do to prevent a debt crisis, to create jobs, to reform the tax code, to reform these entitlement programs from bankruptcy. Look at the record that Barack Obama has to run on. It's the worst economic recovery on record, the highest deficits and biggest government since World War II, the worst jobs quarter in 2 years, and the highest poverty rates in a generation. That's not a record you can run on, and Mitt Romney has been very clear and very specific with how he will do things differently to get our economy turned around, to save us from a debt crisis. And so he will continue to emphasize those things. And at the end of the day, it's really going to be a big choice about two futures. Do you want the path the president has put us on, a path of debt, doubt, and decline, a welfare state with a debt crisis, or the Mitt Romney path, which has been very clear about prosperity, the American idea, turning the economy around, and getting us back to growth again?
If I were running for president, I'd be running on the auditor's report that came out this weekend that says $51 billion has been wasted in Iran on government work. U.S. taxpayer dollars provided to rebuild the mess that we created in Iraq in the first place, which wasn't started, in fairness, by Barack Obama. It was started by George Bush. But the mess that's been made, that we've been asked to, well, we didn't ask, we said, okay, we better clean up our mess. So far, the paper trail shows $51 billion in your taxpayer dollars wasted. Why isn't that an issue? You hear from Barack Obama, he wants to tax people more. Or he says, well, we're going to have our Obama tax cut, but he wants to get the rich because he's a class welfareist, warfareist. But this is something I'd certainly be running on: waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Why would you want to pay more in taxes to have money in the billions being wasted on projects like Iraq, where we shouldn't have been in the first place? Does that make sense? 800-510-8255. We'll take some calls on these items in just a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
800-510-8255. You had a line connected to us. You want to get back to us? A little bit of a snafu on the line. 800-510-8255. A week after President Obama came under fire for another disappointing unemployment report, his team seems to have succeeded in turning the focus of the campaign from jobs and how you were doing in general to the job Mitt Romney did when he ran Bain Capital. Isn't it amazing how things like that can be turned around? Why in the world would you want to have another 4 years of what you've been through? That's why I asked the question, are you better off now? And I think that's a question to be repeated. Plus the story from Iraq about management of the government, the $51 billion is in the last 4 years, $51 billion wasted. There is a $1 trillion plus deficit. How much of that is money that's been wasted? And you're being asked to pay more in taxes? Mitt Romney's not doing a great job as a campaigner, at least at the moment he doesn't seem to be. So does that mean he's disqualified to be the president or ought not to be? But what are you thinking about would be the question. Stop whining and let's get to work. 800-510-8255, 21 after the hour.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're reviewing here on the Countdown the weekend talk programs on television, the news programs that generally bring light to some of the issues. Sometimes it's just plain old controversy for controversy's sake. Let's turn the page to NBC's Meet the Press, where David Gregory talked with Senators Dick Durbin of Illinois and John Kyle of Arizona, one Democrat, one Republican, about an accusation that Mitt Romney is either not telling the truth or has committed some sort of a felon. That's the suggestion that comes, again, looking back to his time at Bain Capital.
This is the spokeswoman for the Obama campaign, Stephanie Cutter, bringing the charge against Mitt Romney over these signatures on these SEC documents after he said he left Bain. Listen to this.
Either Mitt Romney, through his own words and his own signature, was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the SEC, which is a felony, or he was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the American people to avoid responsibility for some of the consequences of his investment. And if that's the case, if he was lying to the American people, then that's a real character and trust issue that the American people need to take very seriously.
Senator, politics is a rough sport. Was that over the top? Was that inappropriate?
I can tell you the documents that were filed with the SEC with the signature of Mitt Romney are completely confusing. They claim that for 3 years he was the sole shareholder, sole director, CEO, and president of Bain Capital, and he said he was gone from the scene. But we need to get down to the bottom line here, David. Why is Mitt Romney running away from his company, Bain Capital, like a scalded cat? Because there is abundant evidence that under Bain Capital, they were exporting American jobs to low-wage countries, and he doesn't want to be associated with it.
But to suggest that he committed a felony is not over the top, even by campaign standards?
I can tell you, the standards for false filings for the SEC are a matter of fact. But here is the bottom line. Mitt Romney can clear the air this afternoon on this whole issue by making a more complete disclosure of economic information. Right now, he has failed to disclose information which every candidate of both political parties running for president has made over the last 36 years. And I might say to my colleague, Senator Kyle, if we have 1 year's income tax, even 2 years' income tax from Mitt Romney, that fails to meet the minimum requirement that Republican senators insisted for every Obama nominee for the cabinet that they had to produce.
All right, we'll get to taxes in a minute, but Senator Kyl, weigh in on this Bain issue. You heard Ed Gillespie here saying that he was effectively, well, he's on a leave of absence to run the Olympics. What do you think of your colleagues' thoughts on this?
Well, I think Ed Gillespie is right. If you look at the fact checkers, I look at the Washington Post, they say Obama is blowing smoke. They give him three Pinocchios. In other words, he is fibbing. He's misrepresenting the facts about Bain Capital. I think the important point that people are missing here is the final point that Ed Gillespie made, and that is that the reason that businesses find that they have to find employees in other states or even sometimes in other countries to do their work is that this administration is making it so hard to do business in the United States and be competitive.
But let's be real about this. Companies began to outsource well before Barack Obama became president of the United States.
That's very true.
Do you consider it a legitimate business practice that should not be politicized?
Let's look at the symptom versus the cause. The symptom of the problem is outsourcing. The cause is when the government taxes businesses too much, when it regulates businesses too much, and when it creates too much uncertainty, as with things like Obamacare.
800-510-8255. All right, so we're getting the drift of what went on the Sunday morning programs, the news and interview programs on the major networks. What do you think? What's your analysis of the situation? Obama and Romney and the turn in the debate on jobs. That's basically kind of where we are here. Mitt Romney's job at Bain Capital and Obama's job as president. Which do you think leads you down the right path? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Dale Drake, Chief Anesthesiologist, 8055 MASH, U.S. Army.
I think the creation of MASH units was a really fine move on the part of the military. They really served the purpose for which they were intended. It was a place that surgery, more definitive surgery, could be performed with qualified workers, surgeons, anesthesiologists, and so on. And yet it was only a few miles from the action of the war. At night you could see the flash of artillery and so on, and it just seemed like it was not very far away. I think that that impressed me quite a bit.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Or up, counting into, I guess, is the correct way of looking at what we are doing here on the air. The presidential weekend of politicking. Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney back and forth at each other in what seemingly is a meaningless barrage of attacks instead of talking about the real issues. I'm trying to frame that issue or those issues for you and interested in whether you agree or disagree. 800-510-8255. Whether you disagree or agree with me, the economy number one, jobs number one, the essence of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in government, nobody seems to be talking about that. The president under fire a week ago at this time for another disappointing unemployment report, but that's not where the discussion is. The discussion, which is the substance, in essence, of what went on, factcheck.org and some of these other organizations, independent fact-checking organizations, including a group that's used for the Boston Globe, at odds about whether Mr. Romney can fairly be held responsible for business decisions that were made when he wasn't running Bain Capital. And why is that important? 800-510-8255. I'm missing something, I guess. On Fox News, Chris Wallace talked to former Bush strategist Karl Rove, former Howard Dean campaign manager Joe Trippi, about what effect Obama's attacks on Romney at Bain are having.
The question that seems to be raised by this the Bain attacks is, first, whether they're having an effect and whether they're eroding Mitt Romney's standing with the voters, and secondly, whether the Romney camp is wise to hold back as it has with its spending on ads at this stage. Carl, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, let's go to the whiteboard here. These attacks began on May 15th with an ad from the Obama campaign, and they've continued ever since. On May 15th, the Gallup poll had the race at 45-45. We're now two months...
45-46.
I'm sorry, 45. It should be 45-45. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Corrected it right there. 45-45. And in mid-July, last Friday, the race is 46-46.
So that's nationally. But isn't it the case, Carl, that in some of these swing states, you see the president ahead? He's ahead in Virginia in some polls. He's ahead in Florida, as we just talked about.
We're talking about, has it had an effect? And if you take a look at it, the movement since April 11th has generally been in these battleground states towards Mitt Romney. For example, Virginia has tightened up. Florida has gone from Obama with a lead outside the margin of error to essentially dead even. The national polls have essentially showed this race dead even. And if there was going to be a big effect, we'd see it. Now, I do think that this is not something that should be dismissed. Right now, there's not big movement available to either candidate.
Why is that?
Well, because people are spending, people are not feeling like they need to make a decision, and the voters are up for grabs in this election. Independent voters are spending a lot less time paying attention to politics and a lot more time paying attention to their lives. Now, later on this fall, the question will be whether or not this information becomes a part of their calculation when it comes time to vote.
Your thoughts?
Look, I think... what's shocking to me is how unready the Romney people seem to be for this attack. They had to know that these documents existed that said he was the CEO, the chairman, and the sole shareholder of the company.
800-510-8255. The president, Mr. Obama, preparing to tell Ohio voters today that Mitt Romney's tax proposals would hurt job growth, but push offshore job growth into places like China. You buying that? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There's a listen box at DougStefan.com that helps you understand where all of that goes. The essence, this thing, the amazing thing, and I was part of it, I'm not now really, the news media, we use the news media in news talk radio to decide or figure what sort of discussion items may be of value. The news media does such a horrible job. It really does. I would think some of you would get pretty upset about that. Doug's in Bedford, Virginia. Doug, go ahead. You're on the countdown. Hi.
You know, it's amazing to me how that Barack Obama will attack Mitt Romney as far as it goes to Bain Capital, which, number one, even if what that he did, he was a business owner, even what he did, that doesn't make a hill of beans to me. As far as it goes about that, and with him making decisions or not making decisions, whether on those jobs. What I'm most concerned about, which one of those two people could go and do anything with the job market? And number one, Barack Obama's never created nothing. Number two, I would really love to find out as far as it goes, Barack Obama's done with his college, with his education by being a foreigner, that to get a free college education because he stood there and bald-faced lied to the American people again. Just getting his college loans paid off. But that's just my comment because of some reason Barack Obama had never done nothing for the country except for drive it in a hole.
All right, sir. Thanks for your opinion. Collectively and individually, your wisdom on some of this is helpful to our discussion. 800-510-8255. The summer campaign season is well underway, and it's almost the summer of silliness. District voters in Washington say they feel the country is as broken now as it was 4 years ago. What do you think? From CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talks to Ed Gillespie, a Romney advisor, about whether or not he's addressing the attacks from the president is you know, head on, square on. Is that affecting the campaign? Is he trying to push Romney off message, and is it working?
Is it a sign that you are losing the message battle that Mitt Romney, having said if you're responding, you're losing the battle, goes on Friday on five different networks to defend himself against the Bain attacks?
Well, Candy, we wanted to get to the issue at hand, which is the economy and jobs and the fact that 500,000 fewer Americans are working today than when President Obama took office. We had the Consumer Confidence Index drop to the lowest level in a year. But there were questions that Governor Romney wanted to address to make sure people understood that he's not a felon. You know, I mean, that's what this campaign on the Obama side was reduced to. And it's sad to see, and I think Americans now know, you've got these baseless charges on moving jobs overseas, which independent fact checkers have said are not true. They're indeed a lie. And then a completely reckless and unfounded allegation of criminal activity. And so it's sad to see. We now know that this president will say or do anything to keep the highest office in the land, even if it means demeaning the highest office in the land.
You can understand, can't you, that voters would still be confused because it's still going on. And here's one of the things. This came out of the Boston Globe on Saturday, and which it said on July 19th, 1999, several months after Mitt Romney says he had left Bain to go help save the Olympics, a news release about the resignation of two Bain Capital managing directors describes Romney as CEO and currently on a part-time leave of absence to head the Salt Lake City Olympic Committee. So there's all this documentation at the SEC and in press releases that say he's still CEO, he's the sole owner, he's this, he's that. And you have him sort of talking business speak saying, well, no, I really wasn't all those things in the filings that I filed in the SEC. So why is there such a discrepancy? You can understand how people would think that looks funky. We're coming off a time, Ed, as you well know, where people think that Wall Streeters and investment bankers get away with everything. Doesn't this add to that?
You know, Governor Romney took a leave of absence from his company to go save the Olympics. If you remember at the time.
This is a part-time leave of absence, and there are signs that he helped.
You know, there may have been a thought at the time that it could be part-time. It was not part-time. The Olympics was in a shambles. There was corruption.
Right.
There was the International Olympic Committee was going to pull the Olympics from the United States of America, which would have been a huge embarrassment. Because of Mitt Romney's leadership skills, he was called on to do it. He took a leave of absence, and in fact, Kenny, he ended up not going back at all, and retired retroactively to February of 1999 as a result. Democratic members of Bain, one Democrat who ran for the Senate nomination as a Democrat in Massachusetts, said, who was there at Bain, said he wasn't there. He wasn't engaged in the day-to-day activities at all. And Harvey Pitt, the former SEC chairman, said it's standard procedure for someone who still has the shares to sign the SEC form, even if you're not making the day-to-day decisions and you've taken a leave of absence.
800-510-8255. I think that's the best explanation I've heard as to what happened to Mitt Romney, i.e., the leaving to go run the Olympics and then not going back again. So was he really in charge? He left and he didn't go back. So it may say on a piece of papers there, how many people work with companies that have on the letterhead improper employees? I mean, this is getting to be silly. This is really silly stuff. 800-510-8255. What I want to know is, I've always asked this, I asked of George Bush and Bill Clinton, when they're running for their second term, and there are people who are quoted as their spokespeople, who's paying for those people? Are those people government employees, or are they paid for by the Democratic National Committee or Republican National Committee? And that does that bother you any when you hear about all these spokespeople? Who are these people, and by whom are they paid? 800-510-8255. More of the back and forth on the campaign trail as we continue here on the Countdown.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Doug Stephan here. We're discussing the presidential sweepstakes. Here's radio host Jeff Walker speaking with Rob Hutchin about how outsourcing is sometimes good for a company.
Not only have the Obama attack ads been attacking Mitt Romney for being a part of Bain Capital and being in charge of outsourcing thousands of American jobs overseas, it's been proven in the vetting of these attack ads that much of what they're saying is untrue, number one. And number two, the point you made in this column is that outsourcing is not an evil, bad thing, really. Explain.
Well, the debate has been frustrating to listen to because no one seems to want to take on the subject matter in a very direct and honest way. Outsourcing is part of the way we do business. Every business has to figure out, can I compete in a certain product line? And if I can't compete with my cost structure here in the United States, I'm going to have to produce the goods elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't outsource, what we put at risk is the rest of the company and the rest of the employees. And if you successfully outsource, in other words, you're able to produce goods somewhere else at a reduced cost and stay in a particular product line competitively, you can take the profits from that and grow the business here in the United States. And I think part of the frustration for me and a lot of other folks who are listening to this debate is that it's not like we're talking about complex math or algebra or physics or science. This is basic common sense. And we have to start talking straight with the American people about this sort of thing.
800-510-8255. Here is host Esme Murphy with Professor David Schultz. They discuss how the Bain Capital attacks are reminiscent of the John Kerry Swift boat attacks.
I am dying to get your take on this whole situation with Bain Capital. I find it just extraordinary. And I think Mitt Romney is going to have to be dealing with this for the rest of the campaign. I don't think this is going to go away, and I don't think it looks good for him.
He's in trouble on this issue. And this reminds me of John Kerry and the Swift voting issue back in 2004. And I'm not sort of saying that this is Swift voting, but I'm saying in the sense that John Kerry was stuck with the issue of his status in Vietnam for the entire campaign. And I think we're going to see that Mitt Romney is equally stuck with this issue through the November election. And what he's failed to do is to really sort of take advantage of the economic situation, you know, the jobs picture, and instead he's let the Democrats and let Barack Obama sort of take his strongest strength, his, you know, Bain capital, where he could say he created jobs, and turn that into a liability.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen now here on the Countdown, moving the focus of discussion to the fury over the China-made U.S. Olympic uniforms. You've heard a lot of haranguing back and forth by members of Congress, people who are in public life, and the Olympic Committee itself trying to figure out what in the world went wrong. Why didn't somebody catch this discussion over the weekend? Lots of talk, including this excerpt from a radio host named Avi Nelson, who discusses here why politicians on both sides are up in arms over Ralph Lauren's decision to make the ceremony, uniforms for the ceremonies in China, make the uniforms for the opening ceremony in London in China.
So here we have that the uniforms for the U.S. Olympics, the U.S. Olympic team, they have the right colors, red, white, and blue, but they're made in China. And that has members of Congress fuming. Republicans and Democrats who can't get together to figure out how to solve some of the big problems, they're all in accord on this one. They railed Thursday about the U.S. Olympic Committee's decision to use Chinese-manufactured berets, blazers, and pants. And that, of course, while the American textile industry struggles economically. Here's Harry Reid, Majority Leader, Democrat, Nevada. I am so upset. I think the Olympic Committee should be ashamed of themselves. I think they should be embarrassed. I think they should take all the uniforms, put them in a big pile, and burn them and start all over again. If they have nothing to, continuing with the quote here, if they have nothing to wear but a singlet that says USA on it, painted by hand, then that's what they should wear. Unquote. It's interesting. Singlet is an unusual word. Most people don't use it. It's mostly British, by the way. It struck me as a touch ironic that here Harry Reid is all upset and uses a British term to talk about how the uniform should be American. Well, look, in the grand scheme of things, of course, where the Olympic Committee outfits its athletes is not going to make a big difference in terms of the textile industry, right? I mean, if we had bought all those uniforms, I mean, there's probably a pretty good-sized contingent. But if we had bought them all in America, the textile industry would not now be engaged in a boom instead of slogging along. But symbols are important. Symbols do count. I mean, that's what a flag is. It's a symbol. So I can understand how people get upset. Plus, it's a simple issue. Yeah, we can understand this one. Obamacare is multifaceted, and you talk about taxes and get argued. We can understand that the Olympic uniforms aren't made here.
800-510-8255. Who thinks he has merit? That is the discussion topic focused in the right direction there. It doesn't really make any difference, but it's a symbol. Here's host Terry Gilbert questioning why the outfitting here is not necessarily American in look either. Let's listen.
Is it me, or do you also think that it's good to question why Ralph Lauren gets to be the designer for the USA Athletics clothing line again, this time to the Olympics, and for that matter, time and time again? I don't quite get it. If he can't produce something that looks American, rather than this Frenchy tambouré headwear thing with the scarf around the neck thing for the athletes this Olympic year, why does he get the nod? You know, every 4 years it seems like it's Ralph Lauren, like he's the only American designer, and then he gives us something that looks like Shea would wear or some French chef would wear. It's beyond me. And furthermore, what is beyond me is how the Olympic uniforms all set for the opening ceremonies. And what is it now? 13 days? Made in China. Made in China. I think all of America, I think the Dems, the Independents, the Republicans, I think they're all agreeing on this. It's got to go. I don't know if Ralph Lauren can scramble, but I did hear that there is a manufacturer back east, and I think it's in somewhere in Pennsylvania, that says they can produce a better design made in the United States in 13 days.
All right. Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the hot issues of the day, is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.